Springtime for Stalin. Seldom has death been this funny. I'm Jason Konigsberg from PanAndSlam.com, and today I'll be reviewing The Death of Stalin. Alright, the word comedy does not come to mind when one usually thinks of Joseph Stalin. This movie proves the age-old theory that comedy equals tragedy plus time. Joseph Stalin, the greatest mass murderer of the 20th century who killed more men than Hitler, has a comedy that bears his name. Mel Brooks would be proud. The Death of Stalin opens up with the title over a red background, an obvious prominent color of communism, then cuts to hands playing on a piano. Right away we learn that we are in Moscow, 1953, and we see Stalin ruling over the Soviet Union with his iron fist. He has death lists, and if you are on one of those lists, it is only a short matter of time before his secret police and their Gestapo-like tactics will come and take you away to the gulag or kill you on the spot. Once again, this material has to be treated right, otherwise the comedy would be very off-putting and tasteless. Fortunately, The Death of Stalin is very well directed, acted, and written, so the comedy timing works perfectly. Stalin dies early on, and his committee of chairmen scramble to arrange the funeral and carry on the Soviet regime after his passing. Chaos and comedy ensue. His team of advisors include Steve Buscemi as Khrushchev, Michael Palin as Molotov, Simon Russell Beale as Beria, and Jeffrey Tambor as a clueless Malenkov. Some of the casting fits right away, and others took time to adjust. I, for one, would have never envisioned Steve Buscemi as the shoe-thrashing and hot-tempered Nikita Khrushchev, but by the end of the film, I accepted it and would not have wanted it any other way. This is historical fiction of a very high caliber. The humor is driven by stammering dialogue and repetition of words, but there are some inspired scenes of physical comedy involving moving a dead body that are guaranteed to get big laughs from the audience. The Death of Stalin portrays Stalin and his group of dignitaries that are usually viewed in a serious and scary manner as normal people and somewhat bumbling idiots with buffoonery on par with Abbott and Costello or the Three Stooges. A comedic look at a man and his regime that ruled with terror, stripping away the fear and looking at the humor, similar to the way Mel Brooks viewed Hitler in The Producers. The comedy actually gets stronger as the movie progresses. The further the plot develops, the more problems are created, and hilarity follows. A lot of the jokes involve who the leaders need to blame and how they can roll out the information for the general public, a not-so-subtle allegory about how all governments probably work. With our current state of politics, it is easy to imagine President Trump having similarly inept meetings with his cabinet members. The final shot was a real winner as it shows Buscemi and as Khrushchev watching a play while an actor who clearly resembles Leonid Brezhnev stares at him with a wry smile. It is only April, but The Death of Stalin is an early candidate for the funniest movie of the year. I'm Jason Konigsberg, panning and slamming movies for you. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.